KO4NUE.
ZTY, KO4NUE.
Hey, Daniel Butt, what's going on? You on the way?
In the truck, I have a FedEx package to drop off, but that's on the way, it looks like. So I'm about to punch in your address to kind of give you a ETA. But if today does not work, buddy, it's not a big deal. I don't want to hold you up from anything.
Not holding me up. I just was in town. I came to visit with a good friend up here. And I was, while I'm in town, I just thought maybe, well, let me swing to see if Daniel wants to do a couple of hot dog hamburgers or something. If I'm right here in town, you gonna feel like eating something when you get here?
But again, I don't want you to wait for me because it looks like, what, it's going to take me an hour from roughly downtown Greenville. I haven't eaten yet today, but I'm happy to hold off and wait.
No, I got it. Had you prefer hot dogs or a hamburger?
I like both equal. The only thing is no onions for me, whichever way it is. But other than that, I'm good with either or, so whatever works better for you.
So I'll swing by and get some hot dogs, and we'll have some hot dogs for supper tonight. So, all right, no worries, and give me a holler when you're on the way, so I can get things be hot when you get here, and so it's not cold, if you know what I mean.
Tell me to bring.
You just come on. I got the rest of it. I starting to get a little stir crazy. I need some company. So come on. I'll get the hot dogs ready, and we'll go from there.
To come up. I'll give you, in a few minutes, I'll give you an actual ETA of what the GPS says.
For HKX.
Hi.
What's going on, bud?
Just sitting here taking a break for a minute, listening to you two.
Come join us.
Hey, bud, I was going to remind y'all too, the meeting, the Greer meeting's tonight.
I got it. KO4NUE. Yeah, I'm at the deer camp, but I just ain't no way I'm gonna be able to go. But I am gonna come one night. I absolutely am. But go ahead and take it, Daniel.
Forgot about the meetup tonight. But I'll see if I can make it. I was going to go down or up, whatever direction he is, and hang out with Chad for a little while and talk.
I was just reminding y'all, if y'all come, they come. I'm just reminding you that it was tonight.
Next day, with my weekend, it was just crazy, so I'm trying to get back to reality here. So thank you very much for letting me know.
Patrick, while I got you, so when you come home during the week, do you come up 25? Is that how you get back up to North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Or a jip joint or something, you stop along the way, somebody that you know, because I need to drop this antenna off so you can pick it up. But I'm not sure exactly where to take it. Do you have a place that you got in mind? I'll go in there and talk with the manager, and I can probably drop it off tomorrow afternoon on the way going back in.
Oh, not really. I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Well, I'll just hang on to it till I get back to Greer, I guess, and I'll just drop it off there at S&S.
No rush on it. I was, like I said, I was more interested in the instructions on how to build it.
Shop around the corner from me that Patrick goes to every now and then. If you want me to take it, I'm not sure, but I think Patrick kind of comes near my house occasionally. I'm on Wade Hampton and Taylor's, and I'm happy to hold it and give it to them if you need me to.
Think about it. We'll talk about it when I get here, but I'm pretty close to Greer. I just been anxious to get it to him, but this whole quarantine thing's just kind of knocked everything in a loop. But he makes a visit to S&S on every Thursday, so I may just may drop it off there. But Patrick, when y'all come up, I've got some extra half-inch pipe up here, and I thought maybe when Bill come up or whatnot, we could do it then or not. We just sit around and talk about whatever. I'm not trying to take over. I mean, well, we'll just fellowship. How about that? And if the antenna comes up, then that's what we'll talk about. If it don't, then that's what we won't talk about that. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I got you. But, hey, Daniel might want to come, too. And he might want to get in on that.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we'll just do this. Daniel's coming up today. I'll just give him the antenna. And then, because I got, I don't know how many of them stupid things I built. I had a bunch of extra pipe. And I said, well, let me just put them all together, you know. So I'll just send this one back with him. And next time we meet up, we'll just put one together. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. I mean, that's fine with me.
I'm running the FedEx. Be right back. KI4DTY.
You see that group text I sent to get you and Bill on it?
I did, but Patrick, I can't remember what it said. I did get the group text, but like I said, I cannot remember what it said right now.
It was just to let you know that it was just us in there so that we could discuss meeting up there.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, maybe best thing for me to do is just call and do a merge call, and the two of us talk on a merge call, work it out. But like I said, I'll be leaving on the 26th for France. But I won't be gone but a week. So we could do it November as well. But I'll do that. Let me think about it, and I'll just merge the two of us and see if we can figure out a date. Because if somebody doesn't say, okay, let's talk about this, then it's not going to happen.
I was talking to Bill this morning. I've been trying to get it together. And he looks like he's going to be busy pretty much every Saturday in October. And he's got something going that first, you won't be here the first Saturday in November. So it probably looks like about the 13th of November will be the best bet.
Looks, 13 November, that's what we'll do. And there's no more, but we won't have to discuss any more about it. It's settled. And I'll talk about it with Daniel when he gets here. But if that's all right with you and Bill, then that's what we'll hammer down on.
For HGX, that works for me as of right now, unless something changes drastically between now and then, but I don't think it will. So if that's all right with y'all, we'll just go ahead and plan it for then.
Yeah, y'all talk about me like I'm not around.
I figured you were in there somewhere.
I'm sandbagging somewhere. You never know. Yeah, 13th sounds good.
I got it. KO4NUE. Smoke ribs. Boston butt or low country boil. Jim, which one would you prefer?
Let's do a low country boil. That way everybody can bring something and we can make it happen easy.
Suggest two.
November, Low Country Bowl, and with some hush puppies or something, we'll work it out. But I'll text both of you the address, keep it in your phone, and we'll go with that. That sound good?
One more quick question. Y'all bringing your better halves?
But don't let that, you know, if you want to bring Miss Donna, come on, and I'll bring Anna, or y'all decide. It does not matter to me at all, and will not be offended either way. But if she would like to enjoy some good food, then bring them.
Comment.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I said, go and FedEx, come out to you guys talking about ribs and barbecue and Low Country Boil. What's going on?
15 November, Patrick and Bill and myself and you, if you want to come on 13 November, are going to meet at the deer camp, and we're just trying to decide. We're going to bring our wives, or we've already decided what the meal is. There's Low Country Bowl, and y'all decide. It does not matter to me at all. Not going to offend me anyway. As a matter of fact, just bring them. Let's do that. Bring your wives, and we'll enjoy some. We'll meet. Everybody meet. How about that?
But that definitely sounds good, and sounds like that'd be a good time.
Day trip or overnight?
Working sleep. No. Not with the ladies. They're not going to be happy. And you just have to see the cabin, Bill. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to shoot some videos today, and I will send those videos to you and Patrick. And you make the call. That way, you're the one having to pay the price, not me.
Like a plan. I still got the videos, I think, from where you sent them to me back in the summer. So I got a pretty good idea of the layout and size. But yeah, send them on. We'll share them and see what comes up.
We'll go from there. But let's see. I only have enough bedding with mattresses for two. But if anybody won't stay the night, then I've got a cot, and that's, you know, I mean, it's just not any bigger than that, really. But we'll plan on a day trip. Bring the wives, let's do a day trip, and then we'll all just kind of get to know each other and meet and greet, and then we'll decide from there. Hey, let's do an overnight or whatever. But, you know, y'all got kids or grandkids or something, y'all want to bring grandkids up there, kids and fish or play in the river or whatever, hey, it's yours. All you got to do is just let me know, and I'll give you, we'll talk about it on 13 November. How about that?
KO4HKX. Hey, M4WHM.
I'm going to step out. I'm going to Walmart and pick up some hot dogs while I'm in here. And, Daniel, I'll be out for about 10 or 15 minutes, but I'll see you in about 45 minutes probably. KO4NUE, I'm clear. 73, see y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Chad, it says 403. I should be arriving, so I'll talk to you later. 73's KI4DTY. I'll be on the site.
Good day, and I'm going to get back to work. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73's.
Patrick, we'll catch you maybe down the line today, or if not, tomorrow. Have a good one.
K4VXA, what repeater is this?
Roger, thanks a lot. KK4VXA clear.